It was 2 years ago this month. It was a Sunday morning, and I was coming up to celebrate the 8 a.m. Mass. And I was leaving my neighborhood, and behind me, there was that car with the flashing red lights. So I thought, oh, I think that must be me. There's no one else on the road. I better pull over. And I did, and the officer got out, and he said, where are you going? And I said, I'm a priest. I'm going to celebrate Mass. And he said, do you realize that you only came to a rolling stop at the stop sign back there? And I said, officer, no, I didn't realize that. And he said, oh, and by the way, your registration on your car is also expired. I could give you a ticket for over $600 right now. I stood condemned. But he said, you know, the work that you do is an important work, and I know you have to get to Mass, so I'm going to forgive you your ticket. And he did. And so, on the one hand, he had the authority to fine me, to condemn me, but what he ended up doing was forgiving me, and thereby he justified me. Now, I wish I could say that because of the generosity of that morning, I've never gotten a ticket again. I can't say that. It is a problem that I have to work on. And that's kind of like our lives, isn't it? That all of us, as we're living here in this world, as St. Paul says, that we are in Adam, and because we're in Adam, and because of the reality of the wound of sin, at one level, we can stand, so to speak, before the cop, and he could write the ticket. But what, of course, Jesus does is he goes to the cross to die for us. Because at the very heart of our Lord's relationship with us is not one where he says, I want to condemn you. I want to justify you. And that is very good news, isn't it? But here's another, perhaps, bit of honest revelation on my part. So often I'm aware I want to justify myself. That when I've done wrong, somehow I want to make an excuse for what I have done. Or I want to defend myself, and I don't want to just come clean and say, yes, I was wrong, I'm sorry, please forgive me. But there is something that happens in our lives when we discover at the very heart of what it is to be human and to be in relationship with God is the understanding that Jesus truly wants to justify us. And what happens in our lives as we are discovering this more and more? Well, I think that reading that we had from the gospel becomes ever more pertinent. Here Jesus is talking about a person who is girded and ready for service. In Israel of the first century, often the gowns that people wore were long, kind of like mine, but they might have had even longer sleeves. And so in order to work, you had to tie them up so that you would be in a position that showed you were attentive to the task before you. He also talked about keeping their lamps lit. And what we have to have in mind here is the kind of lamp that Jesus envisions, which is a lamp that would have had a cotton wick floating in a sauce boat of oil. And the wick had to be kept trim all the time. And of course, the oil had to be replenished, or the lamp would go out. And so at the very heart of today's gospel is Jesus' invitation for us to be an attentive people, attentive to the movement of his grace in our lives, attentive too to this reality, because this is at the heart of the story. We're told that the master has been away at a wedding, and he comes back in the middle of the night. And he says, blessed are those servants who are waiting for me. And then there's this beautiful twist in Luke's gospel. I don't think we have it in Matthew or Mark, where Jesus says, and if the master finds you attentive to your task, he will have you sit down and he will serve you. One of the things that we just have to continually celebrate as those who are in relationship with Jesus Christ is that he's always welcoming us to himself into this deepening relationship where we can know that as I seek to try to follow Jesus each and every day, that he doesn't stand there to condemn us, but to justify us. Let me just read that part of the gospel again. Truly I tell you, he, that is the king or the Lord, will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we live each and every day of our lives. And there's a routine to our lives, isn't there? It's kind of like having to trim the wick. It's having to make sure that the lamp of oil is full. It's to gird our clothes, so to speak. So we are seeking to do the work that God just calls us to do for this day. And as we discover this more and more, I think we hear more deeply what David said in today's psalm. Here I am. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. Now I can tell you that since 2 years ago, I'm really good at coming to a full stop. I'm still not so good at always observing the speed limit. But I'm a work in progress, as is each and every one of us. And in conclusion, keep this in mind when in your heart or in my heart, we might have an experience where we feel a kind of condemnation for what Jesus desires for us, as St. Paul says in that reading from Romans, is that as we deepen in our relationship with him, we will exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That we'll learn more and more to have that kind of perspective. That it says, I am joined to Jesus and his life. There is a dominion that I can have now as we look forward to that day when we will share in the fullness of his eternity. Until you die, or until I die, we're going to struggle with feelings of condemnation. But in the fullness of heaven, once we have been made perfect, we will be fully justified. And what will it be like to know that reality? Well, in the words of our psalm, perhaps I couldn't put it any better than these words. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. That's what it is to be justified. That's what it is to know his mercy. May you and I discover that more this day, most especially if you feel your heart is condemning you. May you know the one who wants to justify your heart, the Lord Jesus Christ.